insight comes from the book of Proverbs. We are now in the second part of our two-part Advent midweek worship service series. And so, these sermons were focusing on the theme silver and gold. Tonight, we're going to specifically think about wisdom. God's wisdom. Now, God's wisdom is really found in Christ Jesus, and how God's wisdom is more valuable than silver and gold. God's wisdom, Christ Jesus, is the greatest gift that this world has ever received. It's your gift. It really is just a gift. All right, so what's on your Christmas list? It's about time to figure it out. If you haven't already done so, what's the thing? We have like 15 more shopping lists left until Christmas. We gotta figure this out. It's crunch time, people. Let's go. What's it gonna be this year? Is it gonna be furniture? Is it gonna be kitchenware? Electronics? Concert tickets? Jewelry? Or maybe you're the type of person that's okay with just getting a new pair of socks. Maybe there's no shame in that, by the way. In fact, I'd like to say personally, I find that to be a very wise thing to desire at Christmas, a brand new pair of socks. There's nothing greater than new sock day, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't pretend that you don't. It's a great day whenever you get to wear new socks. I used to be the kid that hated opening up clothes in the back of home at Christmas morning. But these days, in me, I love getting a new pair of socks. It's a great, great day. I just for fun decided the other day I was going to ask AI, what's the best Christmas gift? So I asked ChatGPT, I asked Google Gemini, and I asked Grok, that's the Twitter machine. I asked all three, what's the best Christmas gift? It's kind of interesting because all three didn't know really what to expect. All three kind of had a similar answer for me. They all said some version of this idea that they would like to have more knowledge about the way that the world works. I thought that's kind of crazy. Right? I mean, we already, at least some of us, feel like AI already has plenty of knowledge about the way the world works. Probably there's more knowledge than they should. I mean, should we really be feeding the robots more information about us and about our world? Aren't there movies that have been made about this? This is really a good idea. I feel like it doesn't ever get old. But yeah, that's what they all said. More knowledge. This sermon's not about science. This sermon's not about technology. This sermon's about wisdom. And that means ultimately discernment of God's presence. Let's not get ahead of ourselves this morning. For now, let's just take a look at this book of Proverbs specifically. And the first passage that we heard today from chapter 8, my hope and prayer is that we're going to see here in God's Word a gift that is way better than anything we can do out of the book. So Proverbs is really interesting. It's definitely one of the most unique books that we find in the entire Bible. It doesn't really have a plot. It doesn't really have a narrative beginning and a middle and an end. It's part of this section of books in the Old Testament that we call wisdom books, together with books like the Psalms, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, books that we're going to be covering at some point in the future. These books are included in the Bible to make God's people wise, to make us wise, to impart wisdom upon us. And by the way, that's different from what AI is asking for Christmas. Because there is a difference, a major difference between wisdom and knowledge. You can have all the knowledge in the entire universe. If you don't system tells you that a tomato does not belong in a fruit set. Right? You're going to fruit that like this. That's a good way to think about it. It's one right way to think about it. Biblically speaking, wisdom goes a little bit deeper. Because biblically speaking, there's more to wisdom than just what we learn. You're experiencing the world, you're making mistakes, you're learning from that. It goes beyond that. There's actually a moral quality for wisdom, according to the Bible. What I mean by that is, when we talk about wisdom, we say wisdom is good because wisdom comes from God. And then on the flip side, we can say, well, then foolishness, which comes from the world, we kind of get that a little bit in our reading tonight. We look at verse 20 of our reading here. Wisdom itself is speaking. It says, I walk in the way of righteousness, in the paths of justice. So really, in order to be truly wise, like God's point of view, you've got to be living a righteous life. That's really what it's about. Quote-unquote wisdom is just something that helps you figure out the meaning of other ways to commit sin. You know what I mean? But that's not really wisdom. It might be cleverness, but it's not wisdom. It's not wisdom according to the text. It might be foolishness designed into wisdom. That's sort of where King Solomon is. So, King Solomon son of King David. He's the man who wrote almost everything that we have included in the book of Psalms, including the words that we have tonight here in chapter 8. He's definitely one of the most famous kings that Israel ever had for lots of different reasons. He was the one that originally built the temple in Jerusalem, and not only did he build the temple, but he really built up the kingdom of Israel. He built it to be a truly powerful nation, a real force to be reckoned with in the ancient world. And for many generations after Solomon, that the Israelites would consider what were the good old days, they always think about the days of Solomon. But probably his greatest claim to fame was his wisdom. You probably remember there is a story that's told in the book of 1 Kings about young King Solomon, and how the Lord had offered to him some sort of gift. He could ask for whatever he wanted. And as he did so, you know, you expect that a king would have asked for, well, kingly requests, right? Like maybe he would ask for a long life, or maybe he would ask for a lot of wealth, or maybe he would ask for victory over his enemies, or maybe he would ask for new socks. For wisdom, which was really a great thing for him personally, and certainly was a great thing for all of God's people throughout history, because he was a really wise king. But the wisdom that he received from the Lord, at a certain point, kind of went through his head as he got a little bit older, and started, even though he had received a lot of wisdom, he made some unwise decisions that didn't in line with what God wanted. He started worshiping other foreign gods to try to appease his many foreign wives. Idolatry is foolishness. Foolishness is evil. Take disregard of the first commandment. So even the famously wise King Solomon had moments where he was unwise. Or what you've learned. It's not about all these really wise it follows that anything outside of our lives through Christ is by definition unwise and foolish. So again, I could ask you, what's on your Christmas list this year? You can have anything that you want on December 25th underneath the Christmas tree. The truth is that there is nothing in this world that you could possibly ask for that would be better than the wisdom that you already have received through faith in Jesus Christ. That this reading from Proverbs begins. Verses 10 and 11 says, "Take my instruction rather than silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than jewels. All you desire cannot compare with her." Those are some amazing words, especially coming from Solomon, who definitely knew a thing or two about silver and gold and jewels. Last Wednesday, if you were here, you got to take your finger around and talking about the prophet Haggai. You heard about how he was encouraging the people to rebuild their temple, a temple that once it was rebuilt couldn't even come close to the splendor of the original temple that Solomon. In the case of both of those temples, what is it that gives them value? It's not all the gold and silver that was used to construct them. In both temples, it's the presence of the Lord. In both temples, it's God dwelling among his people, bringing blessing upon blessing to his people as they believe in him, as they trust in him. Say a very similar thing about wisdom and knowledge. These things don't matter at all if they are focused on the Lord. We live at an amazing time when the world is becoming children before God. They are robots taking over the world, but we really are just beginning to see how our whole world. Probably going to seem to us at times both now and in the future that artificial intelligence is so greatly surpassed humanity that there's nothing that it won't be capable of. But I'm here to tell you, the scripture is here to tell you, the only intelligence that matters in this world is the wisdom that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Wisdom, which, by the way, has never changed from the beginning of time. We heard about this in our reading from Proverbs as well. Wisdom is speaking and saying, "The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his word, when there were no depths, when there were no springs, before the mountains had been shaped, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside you." Wisdom speaking there is none other than the Son of God himself. This is the Word of God. He used to create everything that exists. There's no amount of human technology that can ever surpass what this true wisdom of God has been able to do since before technology even existed. Since before the dawn of time. So when you think about it that way, all of a sudden, all those other things that we might put on our Christmas list this year really just don't seem to matter much at all. Who needs silver? Who needs gold? Who needs a new air fryer? A new TV? A new, dare I say, we already have everything that we need because we have Christ. We have his gifts, which are greater than anything else that we could ever come up with. We have fullness, we have eternal life, we have salvation, and so much more. So as we get ready to celebrate his birth once again at Christmas, my prayer is that we would be filled with that kind of wisdom each time again, that we wouldn't just lean on our own understanding,
And welcome to Trinity Hoyleton. Our church and school have been sharing the grace of God and the message of forgiveness in Jesus for over 150 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Because of our generous giving in the past, our tuition has been kept affordable for everyone, both members and non-members.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
God has richly blessed our ministry for generations in the past, and we want it to continue to bless many generations in the future. Please consider including Trinity in your year-end giving to help us reduce our current bank loan balance. We want to pay off as much as we can by the end of the year. Any donation is welcome and appreciated.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you for providing me with a Christian education.
May God bless you!
Thank you!
Thank you. Thank you.